This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, July 6th. Well, as of yesterday, I was convinced the Fed would not be raising key interest rates because when those FOMC minutes came out, it referred to the fact that some of the FOMC members at the previous meeting wanted to raise rates. But some is not a majority. And there are outspoken doves on the Fed, like the Chicago Fed president and the Atlanta Fed president, that don't want to raise rates. They've been very vocal since the last meeting. However, we have surging market rates today. And the reason that market rates have surged is we had a very strong ADP report and that showed the strongest private sector job growth since February 2022. So specifically, ADP said that 497,000 private payroll jobs were created last month. And small businesses actually created the bulk of them, 299,000. Mid-sized companies, those are 51 to 500 employees, create 183,000 jobs. While big companies only create 8,000 jobs. And these job gains were widespread, except in the manufacturing sector, which lost 42,000 jobs. That's consistent with the ISM report we got earlier in the week, that manufacturing is at the lowest levels in 3 years and it has contracted for 8 months in a row. So the other interesting thing about the ADP report is all the regions reported growth except in the South, which is odd because that's the fastest growing part of the United States. So although there are seasonal workers, but, you know, I'm not sure that would have done it. So now we have the highest Treasury yields since October 2022. The 10-year yield is above 4%. The 2-year yield is above 5%. So the Fed doesn't like to fight market rates. So as of today, they now think the Fed's going to raise rates. So we have a payroll report tomorrow. We'll see what it says, okay? And that's the shock we have to the market. So this is going to be used as an excuse to take profits. Obviously, the higher rates go, the lower P ratio should be, et cetera. And so we're going to be treading water till we get that CPI report for June. And I'm, again, expecting that the annual pace of inflation will decelerate on CPI from about a 4% annual pace to 3% or less. Already on the wholesale rate, it's only running at 1.1%, and wholesale prices have been down 3 of the last 4 months. So, interesting times we're in, but the bottom line is that is what's going on. Also, I should add that the U.S. Navy did successfully stop Iran from hijacking a couple of oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman. The Navy has clarified they're going to be patrolling that area, Strait of Hormuz and everything. Iran has hijacked 6 tankers this year, okay? And we weren't patrolling as like we used to, but apparently we're not going to be patrolling again. So the U.S. Navy does ensure, free commerce around the world, and so I found that to be interesting. But that's why oil prices were up yesterday, because, it was being reported that Iran was trying to hijack some oil tankers. Otherwise, it's summertime, it's hot, okay? That's good for natural gas demand. All those peaker natural gas power plants come on to run air conditioners. And looks like everybody was out and about Labor Day weekend, so that's very good. And that's about all we got going on. So hang in there, folks. Obviously, the big news for us is going to be earnings. But the next big report will be payroll tomorrow. And I'll update the podcast tomorrow. And then, of course, we will also have the CPI next week. And I'm expecting a very, very good CPI with the inflation decelerating at a rapid pace. So that's the news as we speak. But right now, it looks like the Fed will be raising rates because Treasury bond yields surged. So that's it. Hang in there, everybody. I know you don't like the volatility, but today you'll have a little bit. And if you've been waiting to buy certain stocks, I think the next couple of weeks are pretty good. And then, of course, in the third week of July, our earnings will commence. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll talk to you tomorrow.